Hey everybody, just a quick word before we start this week's episode. We are now the proud sponsors of Timber Outdoor Music Festival. It's a brand new music festival presented by Artist Home, co-creators of Dobe Fest. It's going to be good. Timber attendees will enjoy the likes of the Heliosequence, Fruit Bats, Quasi, Noah Gunderson, Brian John Appleby, Lamolo, and many more. Many who have been on this very show. And it's going to be so much fun, guys. It's going to be 2 days and nights of camping, outdoors, and music in Carnation, Washington. Timber is going to take place July 26th and 27th. You can find out more at timbermusicfest.com. Enjoy the episode. Well, hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Air Raid Podcast. This is episode 148, what is now officially considered a long and drawn-out series. I am your host, Aaron Roden, and this, of course, is the show where we drop bombs of awesome straight into your ear holes. And man, do we have a great show planned for you this week. I'm sorry it's going up a little bit late, but the band, Stornoway, from the UK, will be dropping by here, the Dining Room Studios, very shortly, and we'll be talking with them about their tour. They've been on a North American tour for like the last month or so, and they are a fantastic band. We'll be featuring music from their album, their latest album that they are touring on, and I've forgotten, Tales from Terra Firma. How professional that was. That was total pro, man. Total pro. A lot of news coming from the Air Raid Dining Room Studios, folks. We are in the process of selling our home. And man, is it stressful. So stressful. I don't think we're going to have any problems selling it, but now I'm stressed out about finding a place to live in the interim. I don't know what we're going to do. Maybe we'll just live in our car. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. A two-year-old living out of a car for however long it takes us to find a new place. Who knows? But man, we have so much stuff. There is so much stuff, guys. And I think I've talked about this before, but I was at a crossroads a little while ago about how much stuff was being given to us, right? By family and friends, presents, things of that nature. And really what it is basically they're giving you all this stuff for your daughter, for your kids, or, you know, utensils, whatever. Whatever somebody gives to you that you, you know, don't really need. It's basically just, it's like they're saying, here, have this, and this is going to cost you $144 a month to keep in a storage unit. It is. It's true. And now we're to the point where we have to get a storage unit to declutter everything in the house. We don't want to get rid of anything. We can't get rid of anything, but we got to declutter the house to show it to people, make sure they want to move in. And we have to pay for a friggin' storage unit. And that's right, $144 a month on top of everything else. Ugh. But we've got it decluttered, and now I don't know if I want to move. Because it looks fantastic in here. It truly does. It truly does. Everything's kind of in its place. Everything's got a place. And we've got baskets holding things in order, keeping things nice and neat and tidy. And yeah, it looks awesome in here, man. Had somebody come in and stage it today. And all she really had to do was just bring in a couple of fake plants. That's it. Because she said, everything looks great in here, you guys. And I was so proud. I was filled with pride. But hopefully we can find a new place. We can have a designated Air Raid studio rather than doing it in the dining room. That's the big thing right there. Grapes of Rad were here yesterday, and we talked about that a little bit. That episode's not going to go up for a little while, but we talked about it for a little bit, you know, doing a podcast, having a family. It's hard to, you know, do all this stuff and have to kick your family out of the house for a little while when you're doing it. I feel bad. So we're we need a place. We need a place, and we need a place with a designated studio area, because that would be so nice. That would be so nice. Hey, I got to tell you about this book that I've been reading. An old friend of mine, Sean Horton, from high school days, from the junior high and high school days. He wrote a book. It's called The Unknown Neighbor. It's pretty good so far. I've been enjoying it. And you can find it on Amazon, and it'll be free to download on Kindle the 25th and 26th. So do that, right? Right now, it's only $2.99. You can buy a good book for only $2.99. Download it to your little your fancy little e-reader. I mean, that's pretty cool, guys. But it's a decent this is his first book, and it's pretty good. It's a psychological thriller about a woman and her daughters, and the woman is fairly paranoid about certain things. And I haven't finished it yet. But it's good. And I've heard that there's a twist at the end. So I can't wait to get there. And good solid read. Solid first book for my buddy Sean Horton over there in Kingston, Washington. Thanks for reaching out, dude. Go to Amazon. Type in The Unknown Neighbor into the search bar and check out Sean's book. $2.99 Kindle purchase price. You got it. And of course, once again, it'll be free to download on Kindle on the 25th and 26th of this month. This month being May. Got that? All right. So let's move on. We've got a bunch of stuff coming up for the Air Raid podcast. I mean, we're going to Sasquatch. I'm going to be working for Luke Burbank for TBTL coming up here at Sasquatch this next weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be backstage. Luke's going to be doing somewhat of a variety show, you know, talking to people like Macklemore and Nick Offerman and you know, a bunch of other big names, and getting them to do weird stuff on stage, backstage. It's going to be pretty cool. And I'm going to be there taking pictures and hopefully grabbing some people for some awesome interviews for the Air Raid podcast. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope I see you guys there. If you see me walking around Sasquatch, come say hi. I always enjoy seeing Air Raid listeners out in the wild. And boy, oh boy, it's going to be a wild time. Oh boy. Festival season, guys. Festival season. It's a stressful time for somebody like me. You know, I mean, I do a podcast, but trying to reach out and get and acquire interviews in a setting like that, it's a fucking madhouse. Pardon my French, but it really is. It's a total madhouse. It's a total shit show. It really is, guys. So hopefully we can have some great material for you. Also coming up the week after Sasquatch, we've got Chris Ballew of the Presidents of the United States of America is going to be stopping by the Dining Room Studios if we still live here. And we're going to be talking about his new project, Casper Baby Pants, amongst other things. So stay tuned for that as well. All right, let's do this. Let's go to our first musical break. This song is called You Take Me As I Am. This is a wonderful, wonderful tune, guys, by the band Stornoway, who are currently traveling around the United States and Canada and showing everybody their tunes. And they're a fantastic band. I'm going to go see them tonight. Today is Monday, the 20th of May. They're going to be playing tonight at the Crocodile here in Seattle. So if you're hearing this, I'm sorry that this is going up late, and hopefully we can generate some buzz for them for this show tonight. But yeah, it's going to be a good show. These guys are awesome. And by all accounts, they look like very nice gentlemen. But we'll find out, won't we? Yeah, okay. This is You Take Me As I Am off of Tales from Terra Firma by Stornoway. And we'll be right back with more of the Air Raid Podcast for your ears. Stay with us, everybody.
With a handful of the stories from the chapters we were starting. Every time I crossed the border where the water flows in cascades, you were coming with your sister from your mother's in the valley, where the cars of rooks and ravens are the only thing you hear as you imagine yourself living with no phone or electricity. We were headed to the outpost where our friends had all assembled to receive us in our glory, where the trees leaned for their safety from the edge of the world, and the birds revolved around us as the sea swallowed our bows. And after we were married, we went to our white stone cottage, and you tricked your simple dress up, and your tears fell in my eyes as we were overcome with love. In convoy as Aurora in the corner started sweeping up the stars, and we were talking all in whispers for no reason we could think of at all. As we clambered through the bracken on our way up to the outcrop where the wind shakes the course and the coast looks like a jigsaw piece, the sun rose up around us on the young pink and purple.
Back, everybody. That was You Take Me As I Am by the band Stornoway. And joining me here in the dining room studios is the band, straight from Canada today, right? Were you guys
That's right, yeah, we just got today?
Yeah,
just come down from Victoria, where we got the ferry across looking out for killer whales.
Did you see any?
Nope.
I've lived here all my life, and I've never had a whale sighting from the ferry boat.
No.
Very depressing. Mm. It's very depressing.
Very depressing.
Ha ha! And you guys are into puns. Perfect. Perfect. Well, welcome, guys. So, Stornoway, the band. We have Rob.
Hello.
Rob, what do you play?
I play drums.
Drums?
And, percussion.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And Ollie?
Yep, I'm the bassist and do a bit of singing.
Awesome. And John?
I play keyboards.
Very nice. And Brian?
And I sing and play acoustic guitar.
Wonderful. Well, welcome, guys. Thank you for joining me in my dining room.
Thanks for having us.
I was saying before we started recording, I was telling these guys that, you know, at least they'll have a story for back home. They can say, yeah, we went to go and do this podcast, and this guy's baby was crying in the background the whole time. They got meat on the pizza, you know. It's just
back in England, all the interviews are like this, just around the dining room tables.
Are they? Oh, that makes me feel better. That makes me feel better. So you guys are from Oxford.
Yeah. That's right.
Right? Yep. And how long have you guys been on tour this go around?
I would estimate approximately between 3 weeks and 3 years.
Feels like it.
But in this country, it's 3 weeks, isn't it?
Only 3 weeks?
Well, the whole tour is 3.5 weeks.
Is it?
And okay.
I think we have 5 days left, 6 days left.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. And you're going from here, from Seattle, you're going down the coast, the west coast, down to California, and then back home.
Yeah. We only had a week off between this tour and the one before, which was like Germany, Belgium, where else?
Holland.
Holland.
Mm.
And that was really fun.
Wow.
We've been doing a lot of gigging this year since the album came out.
Since March, isn't it, I suppose? Yeah. February, March.
Yeah.
Tales from Terra Firma.
That's right. Right. Yep.
It's a fantastic album.
Thank you.
So good. Yeah, I'm really happy that I found out about you guys, too. And how has the tour been going so far?
Lots of fun, yeah. It's playing bigger crowds than we have done before.
Really?
And so, you know, I think word is slowly spreading.
Excellent.
And it's been really, really good, really enjoyable. It's nice to have two albums worth of material as well.
Right, right.
Yeah. So, you know, we can mix it up a bit and keep it interesting.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Pay no attention to the screaming in the background. Hopefully I can do something about that in post. Well, it's... you guys have been here before. You were just saying you've been to Seattle before. When was that?
We came to the Crocodile, same place we're playing tonight.
Oh, okay.
That was 2 years ago, I think. Or really? No, maybe even longer. It was 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was a really cold November night. Not that many people. We had a strange arrangement where we'd been touring with the Head and the Heart as our support.
Oh,
but
really?
It was like the week that they really just broke through, and they ended up effectively headlining. It was amazing to see the kind of support they had, and we got the benefit of all their fans coming to see us. So.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
But this time it's looking like there'll be a bigger kind of Stornoway crowd, and it's going to be a fun night.
Excellent, man. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Yeah, I'm excited for you guys. How does so Brian, you have a family back home.
That's right. Yeah,
you've got two kids,
mm.
a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is it leaving them for this long?
It's a...
And is your wife just totally pissed off at you?
It depends on the day.
But yeah. right, yeah.
But, it does feel like quite an easy job when I hear the news from back home as to how she's getting on with two of them. And, it's a busy, busy age to, you know, those are the little ones that are kind of nonstop, but... But yes, I try not to feel too guilty
about
the indulgence that, you know, the alcohol and the late nights and everything. But I don't get much of a chance when I'm back home these days. So go for it while I can.
Right, right. So how often do you guys tour? It sounds like quite a bit, right?
This year, yeah.
Yeah.
But last year, or the past couple of years, has been quieter because we've been recording.
Okay. How long did you take to record the Tales from Terra Firma?
Ages.
How long was that part?
I don't know exactly how long.
Well, it was 3 years between albums.
Yeah.
But we toured the first album for quite a while after it came out as well.
Yeah.
In fact, that album we were touring for a much longer period, because obviously we had a few years before it came out where we were kind of, you know, starting to spread the word and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it was about 2 years really that it took to record and to arrange the songs and to record. We kind of, we have a bit of an unusual process in that we do everything ourselves really, when we write and record. So the arranging and the recording and the writing, they all kind of blur into each other, and we do it all ourselves and just try lots of different instruments out and record as we go along really.
Yeah.
In the garage at home.
Nice, nice. Yeah. Do you find that's a little bit more conducive to your sound as well?
It works for us because we, you know, like to every song to be a bit different and to use different instrumentation for everything, and just try and match the instruments and arrangements to the feel of the song, the original song, the demo, and that often means a lot of experimentation. And you know, we don't like the time pressure of being in a studio, you know, when
right
and feeling like we just have
it's got to be bam 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 bam.
That's right. Yeah.
And you got to get it right in at least, you know, 5 or 6 takes or something like
that,
right?
Yeah. But I mean, the only downside is that, you know, with doing it at home, it means we have no one telling us, right, stop, it's finished.
Are you guys a little bit of a perfectionist when it comes to it?
Entirely.
Yeah. So how long exactly was it? You said ages, but can you quantify that with a number?
We had to build our studio as well. So
we did.
It took a hell of a long time. Right?
And like, learn various instruments.
Yeah, and learn how to record.
Yeah. 2.5 years.
I think, maybe. Yeah, about that. Like that. Yeah.
Wow, really?
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
We had some of the same equipment from the first album. Uh-huh. You know, some of those were like home demos. So there's the microphone that was like recorded for the vocal on Zorbing. We used that for lots of the stuff on the new album.
Okay.
But at one stage, our mixing engineer, George Schilling, came to our homemade studio for this new album after we'd already given him a track. And he said, that sounded like a home studio. So you need to kind of buck up your game. And he kind of showed us what we're doing wrong and stuff. So that added another few weeks.
Yeah. I can imagine. Yeah. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I want to talk to you guys because I've always been curious about this, about what other people see when they're touring the United States. Because you guys, most of this tour has been North America, right? And then you've gone into Canada and come back down and
That's right. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So what have you seen on this tour that makes you like this country, and what have you seen that makes you hate it?
Big open spaces.
Yeah.
It's nice.
The last time we toured here, we did the East Coast and then flew and did the West Coast and saw nothing of the middle.
Uh-huh.
This tour, we have driven across the whole country.
Yeah.
And I've been amazed at just how vast it is and how it changes as you go through all the states.
Right,
just the environment, the geography, everything completely changes. And this country has every kind of environment you could ever want to be in.
It's a pretty cool aspect of North America.
Mm.
But it's also one of the most boring too.
Yeah.
Because like you get into the middle and there's just nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
It's just field.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or a brown field.
Mm. Yeah.
At that. Yeah. So is there anything that you've seen this this tour that makes you go, Jesus Christ, America, seriously?
The grammar and the spelling, I'd say.
It's lacking.
This is the first state where I've noticed recycling bins as well.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. I mean, nearly everywhere we go, you just get handed bucket loads of packaging and disposable stuff, but nothing to put it in other than just your regular kind of trash.
Right, right.
That's a bit disappointing to me.
It is, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It bothers the hell out of me, I'll tell
even,
you that.
Even breakfast in the hotel, it all comes on you know, styrofoam plates and cups and stuff.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. But, you know.
Yeah. And there's the pizza.
Oh, there's the pizza. Excellent.
And I see. I've got three things going on in my head right now. I'm paying attention to what you guys are saying. I'm also paying attention to my baby crying in the background. And now I'm paying attention to when the pizza's done. And now I have to keep my grammar in check. Good Lord. Okay, well, let's take a break. Let's go with our second musical break here. This is Knock Me on the Head by the band Stornoway. And we'll be right back with more of the Air Raid Podcast for your ears with tons of audio issues. Be back in a moment.
When shadows fall across the moon, I strain my ears towards the breeze. A wasted summer listening, secluded as a cemetery. Withered limbs under the sand, for an hourglass eternity. You hung an albatross around.
Knock Me on the Head by the band Stornoway, and here joining me in Dining Room Studios is said band. Welcome back, everybody. We're all fed. We're good, right? John got some fruit.
Well, it's good. Nice curvy.
Perfect. Okay. So I want you to tell this story of how you guys kind of went on the upswing for a little while. It was after a show on the BBC, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What was the show called, Rob?
It's called Later with Jules Holland.
Okay.
And it's a Friday night music program, during which the host, Jules Holland, has 3 to 5 acts come on and play a couple of songs each. Strokes. Yeah. And don't know why the others are laughing at me.
And so but you guys shared the stage with some pretty big names.
Yeah. Right? That night, Jay-Z, Norah Jones, Sting, and Eric Mongrain were playing. And we were playing as well. Eric Mongrain is a great finger-tapping acoustic guitarist.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, so it was
and
quite
Foo
a...
Foo Fighters as well.
Oh, and Foo Fighters. Yeah. Forgot that. Yeah. So it was quite a...
Ollie tried to get his picture with Dave Grohl or something like that, right?
Yeah.
For his birthday.
It was must have been my 22nd birthday.
Yeah?
No.
Well, it was on your birthday, that
21st
thing,
birthday. Yeah.
21st?
And did you you chickened out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was we always play a gig on my birthday, and that was the big one.
I shook hands with Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Does he have big hands?
Big hands, quite downward sort of pointing. When he shakes hands like with this. He basically takes control of you.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Expresses his dominance.
Shows you his boss.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that must have been a pretty exciting moment for you guys.
Terrifying, yeah.
Yeah.
But
not the handshaking part, but the actual
the actual playing. Yeah.
The show, yeah, both. Yeah, it was definitely a big break for us. Yeah. So we had a few lucky kind of events around that sort of time which we managed to kind of capitalize on. So do you know the Glastonbury Festival in the UK?
I've heard of it. Yeah.
You have, yeah. We got on to play at that through this competition where unsigned bands can send in their music,
uh-huh.
and we got selected and like to go and play in Pilton, which is where the festival takes place, in front of the various stage bookers and things, and through that we ended up getting 5 slots at the festival, and played those, and I don't know, basically that coincided with a lucky break at the BBC where we got selected to play at something called Radio 1's Big Weekend, which is a festival organized by the BBC Radio 1,
mm-hmm.
As an unsigned band as well. And all these things happened, and then we managed to kind of make the right contact and play a little thing backstage at Glastonbury, which was filmed just at the same time as Bruce Springsteen was playing a 3-hour mammoth set.
Whoa.
And it was like we filmed this thing at 2 in the morning after he'd finished or something, and that led on to this Jules Holland performance, basically.
That's pretty cool, man. So it's like a series of really awesome things that happened for your band.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. And that was all before before we'd even been signed a record deal.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a lucky chain of events.
And when did you guys sign on?
Sign on.
4 AD? Is that right?
That's right, yeah. Yes. Yeah, it was only just before the it wasn't long before the record came out, was it?
April 2010.
Yeah, yeah. April, and the album came out
May,
yeah.
Nice. So what's going on? Let me ask you this, you guys. What's going on in your head when you are sitting down to sign a record contract?
Well, at that occasion, it was after we'd played a gig in Stornoway for the first time, the town of Stornoway, which is out in the Outer Hebrides, the islands off the coast of Scotland. And so we were quite drunk, actually. We'd been given this amazing malt whiskey and these local kind of local ales, and it was a bit of a party. And after we played the show, we gave everyone in the whole audience whiskey because we had loads, and there were only a few of them. but afterwards, we sat outside in the dark and signed a record deal. Couldn't even read it, to be honest.
In the woods.
Yeah. So you didn't have there was no like legal advice with the signing of this thing
in the preceding weeks.
Gotcha.
But was that that's got to be a pretty exciting moment, right?
It was very exciting
for a band.
Yeah,
it, like makes it. It's like everything that you're putting your energy into is finally kind of a real thing, right?
It's like a milestone.
Yeah.
And it signifies the start of something.
We found out about the. It was when we went to America, wasn't it? No, was it when I went hiking, or was it when? It must have been before we went to America as a band, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I remember
I was away
hiking. In fact, it was when I was hiking on the Appalachian Trail on the east coast of America. I came back to hear this news about the record deal and Jules Holland, and it seems like I don't know when I go away. Good things happen.
Now, were you seriously? Because hiking on the Appalachian Trail has now become this kind of joke saying here in America
because
there was a senator that told people he was hiking on the Appalachian Trail,
okay.
but really he was down in Brazil having sex with a Brazilian lady of the night. So that's what he was telling his wife and his constituents.
Wow.
But he was hiking the Appalachian Trail. So you were actually hiking the Appalachian Trail.
I was actually, yeah.
You weren't in Brazil.
Got a song to prove it.
Yeah.
So how do you guys write the songs that you have? Is it a very collaborative effort? Or is it somebody comes to the table with a new tune and everybody writes parts for it?
More often that one, the latter.
Really?
Yeah, usually I tend to come up with basic demo in my camper van with just a guitar and voice and send it around. But then on occasion, John or Ollie will kind of put stuff together, like put some either bits of songs or complete songs, and then we'll kind of, you know, it works a different way. But yeah, mostly it's kind of, it starts with a basic demo that I'll put together in the camper van.
Yeah. Because it does seem like in some of your songs, it can go on for, you know, there'd be kind of a quote unquote, and I hate using this word, but like a jam, kind of a long extended jam, and then it comes back, you know. Mm-hmm. So it seems like you guys, you know, well, obviously you've been playing together for a long time, correct?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you can kind of feel each other out and stuff and see where you're going with the music.
You should hear our sound checks. Just extended.
Just noodling.
Jazz.
Fusion.
Yeah. Jazz and bossa nova. Interludes.
Don't do that. don't do that.
Leave the bossa nova at home.
Yeah. I can't leave that in Oxford.
I just can't stop them. I can't control themselves.
Also during the gigs as well, John will just start playing some jazz while in between songs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So embarrassing.
I like you guys. You should come back. So when this tour is over, how long are you guys going to be just laying low?
I don't know. Well, we've got loads of festivals this summer in the UK and all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in the UK. And we're touring again in November, but in between we're starting to write a new album, I guess.
Nice. Are you coming up with new stuff right now?
I'm not, but
yeah,
I don't know. The others might be. I'm just gathering ideas.
John's got some great jazz fusion that he's. I think he's gonna. He hasn't told you guys about.
I've got
yet.
A rumba odyssey.
So what do you guys say? You guys drove up in this big van, big Mercedes van. Mm. That's kind of like, I don't know, what kind of van is that?
It's a 9-seater Sprinter van.
Sprinter.
Reminiscent of the A-Team van.
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Brought kind into of. The 21st
No search. Spoiler. Yeah. Though. Yeah. No red exactly. spoiler on the top.
Yeah, exactly.
But so what do you guys do for fun in that thing on these extended driving trips?
It has an Xbox and a TV.
And Wi-Fi.
Really?
Though spotty Wi-Fi.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we haven't played any video games, but we watch some films.
Yeah.
But we actually all hate each other, so we all just sit in our individual seats
nobody
and
talks
don't,
to each
don't
other?
Talk. Yeah.
That sounds about right.
We've got a local guide. He's called Chris. He's tour managing us.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's from Kansas City, Missouri.
He's teaching us some really good phrases. I don't know if you have these in Washington, but like, oh, I just reached out to that guy, and then he reached back, and then reach out is something we've never heard of before.
Mm. Reach out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any others we
heard?
And such. Oh, I was just reaching out for some information and such. And we don't know what he's talking about.
So you guys are going to go back to Oxford, and everybody's going to be complaining about your grammar.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I heard this.
And no, John, I'm not going to let that go. So have you guys grown tired of each other? Grown weary of each other's company on this trip?
Wary.
See, it sounds stupid when I say it like that.
We share beds quite often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is unavoidable, really.
Mm.
Which suggests that we really haven't grown tired of each other's company. But I don't think you meant it in that way.
No. Well, actually, I don't know. There's a good atmosphere.
Yeah. Everybody gets along.
Every now and again, the beauty of these American hotels, we do this thing called it's hot wire. You know, you get like cheap late deals on sometimes amazing hotels.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They sometimes have this 24-hour jacuzzi. And that's the best thing after a gig, getting in there with a beer, and that's our male bonding session.
All sit in the hot tub and just reminisce about the night's events.
That's as rock and roll as we get. And then other days we go hiking.
Yeah.
The Appalachian Trail, right? Yeah.
And get ticks.
Ticks, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's tick season as well.
I just pulled one out last night.
Well, actually, that was kind of like bonding. I pulled the tick from John's armpit, and you know, I felt very, very close.
Oh, that's the worst spot for him too, man, because that's when it kind of hurts.
Or the best if you're a tick.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Mm. John was sad to be separated from his friend.
He's my only friend on tour. He's the only person I could talk to.
But he took a bit of you with him, though. He still had some of your skin.
Piece of your heart.
Was he there for long?
Many, many days.
Really?
Many days.
He had grown?
All the way from Wisconsin to BC.
Oh, my God.
He was
God.
Beginning to control my thoughts. It was that big.
I was telling you guys off air that we were at a friend of ours over on the east side of the Cascades, which is kind of more deserty, more of a, you know, humid and hot climate over on that side, or dry and hot, I'm sorry. And they have ticks all over the place over there, and like you just get them just through walking through the grass, you know, and they were just constantly like pulling these things off of their dogs. They have two long-haired dogs, and you just find them all over the place.
Yeah,
big gross ones.
Are they deer ticks, I guess.
Yeah
Nice.
Yeah, this conversation is gone. Gone into the shitter, hasn't it? Yeah. So where are you guys going after Seattle? Where are the next stops?
We've got a bit of a sort of one-off acoustic gig we're doing. I think it turns out we've got some fans who run this rather nice hotel on a beach somewhere in, I don't know, North Oregon, I believe.
Okay. And is that the one in Long Beach?
It's called Long Beach, and that's tomorrow. And so we're going to go and spend a day on the beach, which will be lovely.
Excellent.
Quite a nice, informal, fairly small acoustic gig, I think. And from there, we're going to go and check out the Redwood Forests and down to Portland, which is, you know, somewhere we've been excited about because our tour manager and our sound engineer are both desperate to take the Voodoo Donut Challenge.
Oh, yes.
This big dinner plate sized donut that you go eat in 90 seconds.
That's going to be fun.
I'm looking forward to that. Yeah.
You're going to hit Portland first, though. Then you're going to go Portland, then to Long Beach, right?
No, we're going to Long Beach tomorrow, so I might have got the geography wrong. Maybe it's still in Washington State, this Long Beach place. I don't know.
Oh, it could be. Yeah, there's a Long Beach, Washington. There's a Long Beach, Oregon, Washington. And there's a Long Beach, California as well.
Right.
Helpful.
Yeah, right.
One of them.
It's just really long.
It's just a really, really long beach all up and down the West Coast. And then you guys are hitting up San Francisco as well.
That's right, yeah.
Excellent. And we've got some listeners down there. Yeah.
And then we end up in Los Angeles, and then we fly home from there.
Awesome. Yeah. And where are you guys playing in L.A.? Do you know?
Anyone remember?
No. Is it the Troubadour again or not?
No.
Different one, is it? Something. Stadium?
What's the what's your web address?
Stornoway.eu.
There you go. Stornoway.eu. Find out all about the Bootleg Theater in Los Angeles. Awesome. And then home.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that everything has gone splendidly here in the United States.
We could do with some women on the bus.
You are very lacking in the female gender.
We are, yeah.
On the Sprinter.
It's 8 to none.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And standards have dropped, I think.
Yeah.
And smelly.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. It smells like dudes on that bus.
That's what
okay, before we go, I want you guys, and this is going to be a little shticky for, you know, kind of radio shtick, but I want you guys to give me your best American accent.
Totally. Like now?
Like right now.
Like what do you want us to say? Like, this place is totally dope, man.
There you go. There you go. Did Word. You learn that from Chris?
No, that was from another dude.
Another dope dude.
I think that's good enough. That's
it's
good
better
enough.
Than our sound man Martin's impression, in which he, as a Scottish guy with a Scottish accent, goes, "Put down the coffee."
Tries to do his best, like New Jersey.
Yeah.
That was pretty good, though. Rob, you did a pretty good job, man.
You did a great impression. South African doing an impression of a Scotsman doing an impression right, of a New right. Jersey yeah. fella.
Yeah.
Well, Rob, Ollie, John, and Brian, thank you guys so much for stopping by. I know that it's been a long trip for you guys, but I appreciate you guys taking the time.
It's been a pleasure. Yeah. Thanks for the pizza.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, we've got some giant, weird, deformed cheese bread over there as well. So we've got more. But thank you guys once again so much, and have a great show tonight at the Crocodile, and great shows to end the tour.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can find out more about Stornoway from visiting their website, stornoway.eu, on the web. And you guys have a Twitter and you do Instagram and all that good stuff as
well. Yeah, it's all suchandsuch.com/Stornoway Band.
There you go. Such and such. I love it. Okay, we're going to go out this week with Hook, Line, and Sinker from Stornoway's most recent album. And I totally didn't have it pulled up. What's the name of your most recent album?
Tales.
Tales?
From
Terra Firma.
Terra
Firma.
Perfect. This is Hook, Line, and Sinker. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week. The heat wave on a week in the fast lane. The sun is down, but the sky is soft and gray like a feather. Taste the cool air as I cross the Thames River. The water lies still and deep as a mirror. Casting reflections and catching a momentary picture. It won't be long till I'm with ya. I feel you reeling me, Hook, Line, Sinker.
Back to work.
certainty that this feeling the course is through.